Unit 8, Lesson A, Exercises 6 and 8. 1.
When I was 15, I got a part-time job at our local department store. I didn't really want to work there. I only chose it because it was just around the corner from our house. But anyway, I needed to earn a bit of money. When I left school at the age of 16, the store manager offered me a full-time job. I took it because I didn't have anything better to do. And I quite enjoyed my work. At least, I enjoyed dealing with customers. But after about 2 years, I started to get tired of the job. It was poorly paid, and I sometimes had to work long hours. In the end, I decided I wanted to leave. I went to see my manager to hand in my notice, but it didn't go according to plan. My manager told me she'd just been offered a job that same morning at head office and that she needed to find a replacement. Basically, she offered me her job. I accepted it, of course, because it was quite a big pay rise. And 5 years later, I'm still at the same place, and I'm the manager of the whole store. I love it. If I'd gone to hand in my notice a day earlier, it would have been very different. I don't know what I'd be doing now.
2.
I didn't plan to work in a school. In fact, I always wanted to be a scientist. But I got a job at my local secondary school when I left university because I needed to start earning money. And it was the only job I could find quickly. I wasn't teaching, of course. I was working in the science lab, but I really enjoyed it. So, after a few months, I decided to go back to university and train to be a teacher. When I qualified, I really wanted to find a job at my local secondary school, but there was nothing. I applied for a few jobs in London, but didn't get them. In the end, I found a job in Liverpool, and I've been here for 5 years. I love living here. And now, I'd never want to move to London. But I'm only here because the schools in London didn't accept me.
3.
I studied ICT at university and always knew I wanted to work in that field. I entered a competition when I was still at university. I had to design an app for a smartphone. First prize was a graduate job at a software company in Silicon Valley, California. I came third. I was really disappointed because I didn't get the job. But in fact, it was really good experience. When I left university, I moved to London and started looking for work. I didn't find anything for a few weeks. Then I got a phone call from a software company. They had found out about the app designing competition, and they knew about me because I'd come third. They interviewed me and offered me the job. And it's a great job. So in a way, coming third in that competition was really good for me.
4.
My parents always wanted me to be a doctor, but that was never my ambition. And anyway, my grades weren't good enough for that. I was really into sport at school, and I suppose what I really wanted to be was a professional footballer. But I didn't really have enough talent for that. That's why I didn't try to become one. Anyway, I was in the school team and I played a lot. When I left school, I studied sports science at university, and later I specialised in physiotherapy. Now, I work as a physiotherapist in a private hospital. I really enjoy it. We see a lot of top sports people at the hospital because the doctors are really good. I love working with doctors, but I never wish that I was a doctor myself. I think their work is far too stressful.